Sports has an award. It's called the Max Ritter Award. And I chair the committee for United States Aquatic Sports that deals with the award. Max Ritter is a gentleman who was born in Germany, was part of the foundation of FINA in 1908, and later moved to the United States, and as a representative of the United States, served as the honorary treasurer, the honorary secretary, and the president of FINA over the years. And his family established an award called the R. Max Ritter Award, which is given out to an individual or organization that makes great contribution to aquatic sports in the world. And so this year, the decision was made to present that award to the United States Anti-Doping Agency, a group that has done more to protect our sport and our athletes and made huge contributions. And I see that Steve is here now, so rather than my rambling on, I'll introduce to you Steve McFarland, who is from USA Diving, a past president of USA Diving, and the current president of United States Aquatic Sports. Steve.
Thank you, Carol. Thank you. This is a real treat to be here and to present this award. Last night we had a chance to get together for dinner and meet as friends and get to know one another. I had the privilege of sitting next to Rich and got to know him better. And I would like him to say a few words about USADA and the importance that USADA has in our world. Rich?
Thank you, Steve. So I am standing here really proud of USADA for receiving this award, and I'm really proud of USA Swimming and US Aquatic Sports for giving USADA this award. USADA is the most highly regarded anti-doping agency in the world. We're talking about in the eyes of WADA, in the eyes of the Brits, in the eyes of the Australians, in the eyes of everybody. Major cases like Lance Armstrong and Balco and the like. But what I am most proud of USADA for is the credibility that they have given American athletes. We're all here about the athletes. And before USADA was formed, anti-doping was done by the United States Olympic Committee. And they did a reasonably good job, but it was a classic case of the perception of the fox guarding the hen house. And so when our American athletes did something wonderful, the assumption around the world was, yeah, they must have been on drugs. Not true, but that was the perception. When USADA was formed, it was aggressive, it was true to its word, and year after year after year, it built up more credibility so that now, if you ask people around the world, they will say the worst place in the entire world to be a cheating athlete would be the United States, because the odds are USADA is going to catch you. And that has given credibility to our athletes, our clean athletes, that they deserve. What's gotten USADA there is integrity. And the USADA staff has integrity from top to bottom. But you have three people here that I'll just say a couple words about. Larry Bauer, sitting in the middle, is the best anti-doping scientist in the world. He's taught me most of what I know about anti-doping science, and he is as straight as they come, and I can tell you from personal experience, because I've had Larry as a witness in lots of cases, and in every case, you know, there's some warts on the case and everything else. And if somebody asks Larry a question where the answer isn't good for our case, he'll give a straight answer. I mean, and I've had panelists look at me and kind of smile as I'm writhing in pain with Larry giving a straight answer, But the truth is, it makes his overall testimony 10 times more credible. Bill Bach. So, generally, I don't like lawyers. I particularly don't like lawyers who are on the other side of cases from me. And I first got to know Bill as the guy on the other side of the case. I was prosecuting athletes. He was representing athletes. But I really, really got to like and admire him because the guy is full of integrity. And what he has brought to anti-doping cases is a genuine concern for the athletes. Not only the clean athletes that he's representing now at USADA, but the athletes who have doped, who are people too, and who got into those situations through who knows what vehicle. There have been a whole lot of situations where Bill has sat down with an athlete, and because he's so straightforward and so genuine, the athlete has used that opportunity to come clean and get that big albatross off their neck and admit what they did. And finally, there's Travis. I'm particularly proud of Travis because he used to work for me and now he's my boss. Travis is a great guy. He's a good lawyer. He's really smart and all that. But sometimes you work with people who just have that something special about them, and that's Travis. He's a competitor, and he's got a ton of courage. And the one thing that I will talk about that in the context of is the Lance Armstrong case. So Lance Armstrong is a bully with all the money in the world and lots of yellow jerseys behind the desks of congressmen and senators. And the Lance Armstrong case was a really hard case. And Bill gets a ton of credit for being the guy who worked up that case. But at the end of the day, when you get into a fight with Lance Armstrong, it's a lot like extreme skiing. You know, if you fall, you die. And if USADA would have lost the case against Lance Armstrong, it might have been the end of the agency. And Lance is a very effective bully. And so what he did is he didn't just go after USADA. He went after Travis and USADA. When he filed a case in Austin Federal Court, you know, accusing USADA of being a kangaroo court and a corrupt agency and that the federal government ought to shut off all their money, it wasn't just a suit against USADA. It was a suit against Travis D. Tigert and USADA because he wanted to bully Travis. And we talked to Travis about that. I mean, Lance had an army of lawyers and press people. Lance never spoke. They always spoke through their press people. And we told Travis, look, you can use Bill, you can use me, you can use somebody else as the point person. Wouldn't be effective because a lot of other people in the world don't like lawyers either. It would be more effective if you were the point. But that means that you're the guy who takes the heat. Travis didn't hesitate. He said, I'll be the guy who takes the heat. And so he got death threats. Every article that Lance's people put in press was attacking Tigert. But Travis had the courage to do it. It's good, because it's what USADA needed to do. Stayed the course and prevailed. So, guys, you and USADA really deserve this award.
Travis, would you and Larry and Bill join me up here, please? We'll stand behind everyone here, but it would be good for everyone to see you. Travis, Larry, Bill, you have been the gatekeepers of integrity for sport, and you have faithfully stood at that post against the odds of steep odds of failing in the case that Rich just told us about. This award is really fitting for your organization, and we really thank the three of you for your courage and what you provide for us. So on behalf of United States Aquatic Sports, I'd like to present to you the R. Max Ritter Award. Thank you very much.
So, well, thank you very much. You can probably tell, and I think I speak on behalf of these three gentlemen. I know I certainly speak on behalf of our board of directors. Some of you know Olympic great Edwin Moses is our chair, Olympic great coach Don Gambrell, who obviously swim coach is on our board. These moments are embarrassing, quite honest, and we're not deserving. We're here to serve you all. We're here to serve our athletes. We certainly don't ask for or expect to have these kind of recognitions. I think Dean Smith, legendary basketball coach, first said it, at least that I heard. I probably heard it from other coaches after that. But you shouldn't get satisfaction. I think you could probably add an addendum to that, or an award or recognition, or just simply doing the right thing. And that, to me, speaks volumes of what we're trying to do at USADA. You know, all that said, it's obviously a huge honor, and our board certainly appreciates it, our professional staff, who is the best in the world, these two guys, but also a number of other employees at our office are just incredible people dedicated to not only the principles of integrity and fairness in sport, but to ensure that your sport and your sports can shine, and that the public believes when they see fantastic performances that they're being played the right way and under the rules that exist. I can tell you personally, this award means very much to me, in addition to several of our staffers. We've got the head of our Olympic division, Molly Tomlanovic, is a swimmer in college, and certainly learned a lot of the life lessons that make her successful at a very young age to lead a large department. The lessons she learned swimming, and taking those lessons of hard work, of teamwork, of commitment, day in and day out, early morning practices, late practices, and translates them into the business world to be successful. You know, some of you know, I think Rich does, my dad was a swim coach, and some of you may know, Katie Ball, who was, I think, the breaststroke,
champion 72.
68 Mexico City, maybe 72. World champion in 72. I think gold medalist in 68, but anyway, we could check the facts. But my dad was her coach at U6, U8, U10, U12, and then he ended up going to law school. And of course, you know, a year or two later, she, I think, wins the gold in 68 on the breaststroke. And of course, I use that as a ton of ammunition to tell my dad if he would have stopped coaching her a little bit earlier, who knows how many gold medals she could have won. But I was a young swimmer, and I went to two-a-days at 6, 7, 8. And it was around 9 or 10 when I realized, all right, I could go to these two-a-day swim practices or go stand on third base and eat sunflower seeds, you know, for an hour and a half. And that became my option. But I did have the chance to go to the bowl school, and I know many of you know, I guess I was coached by Randy Reese as a young athlete, and then of course worked with Greg Troy once I was a student, but then went back to bowls, lived in the dorm, and had many, my first year of marriage, my wife and I lived in the dorm, and had many swimmers from around the world, both, you know, top swimmers in the U.S., but many from around the world that came through that program. And so got to know Greg very well, and Martin Wilby, and Joe Abercrombie, a lot of the people that are out there today doing fantastic work within the world of swimming. And what I saw is what we translate over at USADA day in and day out, which is, for all aquatic sports, I think it rings true, the dedication, the teamwork, the doing it the right way. And so I mention all that because in a sense, guys, I think this award and the recognition of what we've done at USADA is really an award for your community, because it's the values and the lessons I know I learned, many of our staff, many of our board members learned growing up playing, competing in the sport that you all take ownership of and have a huge obligation to continue to have it, you know, give the values to young kids that it does. I'll say to Chuck, it's precisely why we partnered on the Deck Pass, which has reached over, I think, 1.5 million kids. You know, these aren't necessarily going to be the Olympians, but they're going to be kids that go into other areas that need to learn values, and the very values that I think made us successful, if you want to call us that, but we all cherish day in and day out. So with that, I thank you. It's awfully humbling, but it's also very exciting. I know I certainly appreciate it, as does our entire board and staff. So Thank you, Chuck, Steve, Jim. Really appreciate the recognition and your kind words. Thank you.
Thanks very much, Jim, for letting us do that.
Thank you, Steve.
Thank you, Steve.
Thank you, Steve.
Next would be either our closed session or staff reports. We said 9:30, but I don't think we have to wait for that unless you want to take a break and then go into closed session. I think we should just go into closed session. No one has any issues.
It's just that not sorry.
Ben has to come off the phone. And then we'll just check session.
Thanks, Joe. Thank you very much. Nice job. Hey, thanks, bud. Thank you.
We'll see you later.
Thank you.
So we're going to have a challenges if you don't mind. Now the challenge. I know you can. He's going to record.
Oh, yeah,
now the challenge. Sorry.
All right, we're on record.
You don't have to say the second part if you don't want to.
No, now the challenge is ensuring that all of the athletes that our athletes are competing against are also held to the highest standards.